with Kevin and Sonia.
I'm here to defend Justin Bieber and his solo road trip.
What happened on it?
Nothing really happened. He posted a picture and a beautiful scenic shot, and he said, quote, took a road trip by myself to pray, think, and reflect. Time to get back to wifey. Heart eyes emojis.
Okay.
But a lot of fans are like, oh no, there must be trouble in paradise. Because Justin Bieber went on a road trip alone so soon after officially having his wedding party with Hailey Bieber.
Okay, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean that you don't have your own life. And he even referenced in the post, like, I can't wait to get home with my wife.
Yes!
Not like I want to get away from my wife.
Right! I don't know what it is about people thinking that as soon as you're in a relationship, you lose all independence. And that's it. You have to be glued to the other person. The relationships that I find are very successful and work, or I should just say work for my husband and I. The relationship works because we are our own individual people.
Yeah.
We have our own friends. We have our own things we like to do. We like to do a lot together. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like all of a sudden, if I decide to go for a long drive without him, that's it.
Yeah,
life
to maintain your individuality is a very important part of a relationship, because sometimes it is easy to lose your sense of self when it is we for everything. It should be for most things, I think, moving forward, if you want to, again, have the shared experiences. Like if you were to go on, you know, I guess it depends on what kind of travel, right? If you're going to go on your first trip to Europe, something that potentially could be very transformative as a person, I would think that I wouldn't want my wife there, because to come back a changed person without having her experience that, it would be kind of, I would feel like, one, I'd be lonely without her. Two, I'd be missing her. But three, like, to be able to reflect on it would be something that would be great as a couple.
Whatever. But you know what? I will say, though, my friends, two of them, they're about to get married, and they're doing some traveling, and they're going to be getting married in Mexico. But one of them gets more vacation time than the other. And one of them wanted to go to Italy. And the other one's starting a new business, so can't get around. So she went to Italy by herself. She ate, she drank, she met people, she had a great time. She came back, they're together, they're fine. But the thing is, we live in a world now where everyone works different schedules.
Yeah.
Everyone has different commitments when it comes to how much time off you can take in a year. And if you've got the time off and your partner doesn't, why should you sit at home?
Yeah.
If you want to go and there's something on your bucket list of things to do, why not go? Plus, just a lot, sometimes you and your partner don't vacation the same way. And that's okay as well.
Or have similar interests. And I say this because now that you talk about it, I am reminded that back in June, I went on my first ever solo trip.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I went to Los Angeles and I went for Ghostbusters Fan Fest. They had a 35th anniversary. Thank you, this Ghostbusters bell, for me mentioning it here on the show. It's been a while since we played. But yeah, I went to a big fan fest and they brought the cast out and everything like that. And it's my first time actually traveling without my kid, without my wife, without any friends. It was just me. And my wife was like, this is all you, man. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.